From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States has publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. election. In a statement released late Friday, the United States said it was confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. However, senior administration officials stopped short of calling the intrusions an act of cyber war. The Department of Homeland Security says some U.S. states have seen scanning and probing of their election-related systems, which in most cases, it says, originated from servers operated by a Russian company. However, the statement says the United States is not now in a position to attribute this activity to the Russian government. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. The Interfax news agency quoted Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Friday as saying the accusations were, in his words, nonsense. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria on Friday. His statement followed an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova called Kerry's statement propaganda. She said there are some very serious legal consequences behind this terminology. Also Friday, Russia said it would veto a draft UN Security Council resolution that would demand an end to airstrikes and military flights over Aleppo. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew continues to unleash powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern United States, while the death toll continues to mount in storm-ravaged Haiti. The National Weather Service said that Matthew has weakened to a Category 2 storm with sustained winds of 177 kilometers per hour. The storm is southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, and is expected to move north in the next 24 hours. John Quagliarello is with the National Weather Service.
In a worst-case scenario, if this storm makes landfall, storm surge inundations, that's how high the water will get above normally dry ground, could be over 8 feet. That is a lot of water.
Matthew has already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, including at least 400 in Haiti. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump issued an apology Friday after a 2005 video surfaced showing him making lewd comments about women. In the video, Trump brags to former Access Hollywood television host Billy Bush about kissing, groping, and trying to seduce women who were not his wife. He also boasts that when you're a star, women will let you do anything. In his statement, Trump said that it was locker room banter, a private conversation that took place many years ago. Bill Clinton has said far worse to me on the golf course. But Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus condemned the comments, saying that no woman should ever be described in those terms. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton said on Twitter that we, quote, cannot allow this man to become president. The incident comes just 2 days before Trump and Clinton face off in the second presidential debate. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a more than five-decade-old conflict with Marxist rebels. Later Friday, Santos went on Colombian television to express his gratitude and to tell citizens he was honoring them with this award.
La recibo no a nombre mío.
He said, I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims from this conflict with which we have been suffering for more than 50 years. Colombians, this is for you.
Colombianos, este premio es de ustedes.
Santos and Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño, who is also known as Timochenko, signed the historic peace accord last month to end Latin America's longest-running conflict. The treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.